country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career, which you called the Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Merle Haggard there with If We Make It Through December. And that's the lead track off his 1973 A Christmas Present album. And the song was popular enough over the holiday season to make it the second highest ranked song for 1974. And the song itself was re-released that year as the title track to Haggard's consequent album. And Haggard was one of the founders of the Bakersfield sound, which featured a rougher guitar and helped fuel the outlaw country movement in the 70s. And Haggard's still kicking it. Early this year, the 72-year-old had part of one of his lungs removed thanks to cancer. But the Hags aiming to hit the road again and tour and bless every one of you. So good evening here. Name of the show is Radio Free Gak, your cinematically inspired show here on UBC's wondrous community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I will be your sweetheart of the road here until 9 p.m. Phone number is 604-822-2487. That reaches us here at the booth. RadioFreeGak@gmail.com hits me online. So the holiday season's been foisted upon us. Hanukkah's now over. Christmas set to start this Thursday in lieu of your typical carols. And as opposed to last year's madcap Yuletide broadcast, this year's Radio Free Gak seasonal special we'll be focusing on the country side of things. Of course, at this point, it seems like I've picked up a draw right now as I'm sort of talking, so you're going to have to bear with me. Of course, we're going to emphasize the first part, the sadder part. Since my festive spirit is lacking, then there'll be some of the usual country themes, but then we'll pick things up with some vintage sounds from the 50s, and then we'll close up with some of the songs from Jim Henson's production of Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And I remember growing up with all manners of holiday music, spiritual, Finnish, some Bing Crosby, Children's. But I think this time around you're going to capture a little bit more of my dad's side of the collection, including Merle Haggard. There's not going to be any Johnny Pride here, since I couldn't really find that much, and I'll spare you the strange Mexican one with the organ. But we'll pull up to the bar here first, kick things off with the Everly Brothers. They had their finest days in the late 50s and early 60s with their clear melodies and smooth guitar lines in the heyday of rock and roll. But by the time they recorded 1972's Stories We Could Tell, the brothers could barely stand each other, and they were a year away from their ill-fated final concert at, I think it's the Knott's Berry Pines, where one of the brothers showed up drunk and was booted off the stage, smashed his guitar, took off with his wife, and they didn't speak for another 10 years after that. But from Stories We Could Tell, here are the Everly Brothers with Christmas Eve Can Kill You.
Everybody's busy decorating Christmas trees. And outside, icicles hanging from the eaves. And the snowflakes are flying just as far as I can see. But it won't seem like Christmas to me. No, it won't seem like Christmas. You'll be there and I'll be here. So I'll decorate a heartache with my tears. So have a merry, merry Christmas wherever you may be. Oh, but it won't seem like Christmas.
And that was It Won't Seem Like Christmas. Originally off her 1966 album, Country Christmas, but itself was remastered in 2005 and re-released as the Best of Loretta Lynn, the Christmas Collection. And Lynn's had a storied career, including writing her epic 1976 autobiography, Coal Miner's Daughter, which of course became a 1980 film that won a couple Oscars there. And she's still been recording and performing, and we probably know a lot from 2004 when longtime fan and White Stripe Jack White produced her album Van Leer Rose.
Do you like having fun and winning cool prizes? Then you got to check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Semper Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010, but the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details, and tell us what you're doing.
You're listening to Radio Free Geek here on CITR Vancouver, and it is a hopeless Western show here. Not much needs to be said about Dolly Parton, though buried beneath her down-home charm and raunchy humor is a true affection for bluegrass and country music. Of course, we're going to see veering towards both categories here with a sad song from one of her films itself adapted from a 1978 Broadway show. So from the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, here's Dolly Parton with Hard Candy Christmas.
Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe your soul.
Maybe I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bars. Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone and make it mine. Me, I'll be just fine.
Today. I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents. Just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Quit his job last Friday. Cashed his last paycheck. And Ma ain't seen a cent. Cupboards are empty, the phone's turned off. Where we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy for 2 days and nights. Tommy's pa said he saw him at the track. Daddy, lay down that bottle. If you hear my prayer, your mama and me want you back. Got a call from the sheriff, said Dad wrecked the family car. They arrested him and threw him in the tank. We'll get you out Christmas morning if we can raise a bail. Daddy, please don't take another drink. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be no happy new year. No tree or stockings or presents. Bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him.
And there's Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen with Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas. The song appeared to have been recorded back in 1975, though it apparently wasn't released until Rhino compiled a whole bunch of great, great little Christmas songs and put it on an album called Hillbilly Holiday. And we'll actually hear another song from that later, but we're going to be skipping tracks like I'm Gonna Lasso Santa Claus or Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy. But guess what? Daddy will continue to be drinking here, including this next song by someone who appeared in a lot of holiday specials in the 70s. And this next set actually is going to be a bit of a Colorado theme. He was born Henry John Deutschendorf Jr. in Roswell, New Mexico, and later died piloting an experimental plane in California. But his stage name is taken from the capital of Colorado there, where both he and I used to live. And from his 1975 album, Rocky Mountain Christmas, here's John Denver with Please, Daddy. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Just last year when I was only 7, you can see. You came home a quarter past 11 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Outside the window, she told me, son, you better go upstairs. Well, then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. No, I don't want to see my mama cry.
Friendly man, a cantankerous and ugly and hard to understand. But he made an eggnog that was so doggone fine that being mean the whole darn year didn't seem like such a crime. Yeah, old man Spivey with the big dog likes chewing tea. It could turn a mighty man to weathering and green. But when it's soaked into your blood like gravy and white bread, the visions of them sugar plums was dancing in your head. Old man Spivey made enough to share. He'd offer it without a word and then sit there and stare. Through bleary eyes, that old man transformed to something else. He somehow became more jolly, like one of Santa's elves. Yeah, old man Spivey whipped a big dog like a chewing tea. It could turn a mighty man to whimpering and green. But when it's soaked into your blood like gravy and white bread, but the visions of them sugar plums was dancing in your head. Old man Spivey said, God, old man Spivey.
Phi Sigma. Whoa, it's Phi Sigma, yeah. Whoa, it's Phi Sigma. Whoa, it's Phi Sigma. Whoa, it's Phi Sigma, yeah. Spivey passed on some years ago, and even though he's moved on, his eggnog still does flow. He left his tasty recipe to me, his loyal fan, and every year I make a batch the very best I can. Oh, this makes some noise.
Denver, Colorado, there are the Dalhart Imperials with Old Man Spivey's Eggnog. A little bit more rockabilly, but we have, where am I here? Yes, it's a still very country twang there. And yeah, that song seems to appear on a lot of country and rockabilly holiday albums, including You Can't Stop the Christmas Bop Volume 2. Apparently, I can finally find out a couple of European labels, but they were a local act in Denver that played the retro honk scene up until recently. When they broke up, though, a few of them still play together.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Just try to stay out of your way. But when you fell asleep with blood on your teeth, I got in my car and drove away. Listen to me, butterfly. Bottom of your glass. Where the state highway starts, I park my car. I got out.
shining eyes. I came back for my clothes when the sun finally rose, but you were still passed out on the floor. Listen to me, butterfly.
Oh. sign on Camel Lane. Hearing the sirens crew in a familiar room, laying with last year's light.
And there from New York, there's the Felice Brothers with Murder by Mistletoe off last year's self-titled album, including some of the brothers' older songs from an out-of-print early album. And originally from the Catskills, but the brothers used to actively busk in the New York subways before signing a deal with Team Love Records. And they've been able to tour across North America and Europe. And before that, before the Grinch even, we heard the Handsome Family. And they're from Chicago, and the song we heard was So Much Wine. You can find that off their 2000 album, In the Air. And, yeah, the husband-wife duo Brett and Rennie Sparks thrive on their storytelling, combining country, bluegrass, American Gothic, and murder ballads together. And, of course, my drawl is kicking back in here now. But when I lived in Colorado, I was forced to adopt a drawl because everyone thought I just spoke way too fast. They realized I was excited, but no, I just was too hyper. Anyways, this is Radio Free Gek here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Typically your soundtrack-based show here, but we're going to be, well, the theme here is very sort of a down-tempo country, although we're going to start picking it up with a little bit of absurdity here. So we'll get a little cheeky and quirky. And the Juice Pigs were a trio of silly comedic musicians from Windsor. They were on radio at CJAM there, and I forget, I guess Western University there. But they found their voice through the Edinburgh Comedy Festival for a couple of years. They released a few albums in Toronto in the early mid-90s, and they appeared on Mad TV. And for those older fellows who remembered it, they also appeared a lot on CBC's ill-fated late-night talk show starring Ralph Ben-Murky. And of course, most of us know Sean Cullen from a lot of theatrical productions and other sort of like CBC comedy shows, but he was the breakout star once the Juice Pigs retired, continuing to fuse his sort of improvisational styles there. But off their second and final album, Pants, here's a country song. So this is Corky and the Juice Pigs with Christmas Dreams.
Christmas dreams and drunken alibis to you, I can't believe. I dance naked with the turkey, I got stuffing everywhere. I didn't mean to throw up in the children's hair. My mind was in a fall. I went from port to punch, then I had a cup of rosy wine. Guess I had a drop too much, 'cause when I woke up I was busy and blind. Wish I hadn't burned your house to the ground, but the Christmas season always gets me down. So darling, if you're free in the new year, maybe we can go out for a beer. Christmas dreams and drunken alibis to you. Oh, baby.
Now I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for helping my family gather around here today. and putting all this great food on our table. And I just hope he's as generous to all the other fine country families out there on this special day. We're having a country Christmas. I hope you have one too. Santa Claus is baking biscuits. What did he bake for you? Daddy's got the fire a-blazing. It's such a fine sight to see. Now all the cowhands are amazing. And Santa left a gift for me. It's a country, country Christmas. People are gathering. Some whiskey and iron's what I gave to my mom. I promise, old Kris Kringle, I write a song at night on my guitar. Turkey with all the fixings. Thank the Lord for all of my food. For the wise men in the manger. This game I'll always stay true. Well, it's a country, country Christmas. Sleigh bells and reindeer. Country, country Christmas. Just good old family cheer.
Ooh, now look, Daddy. Santa came down the chimney. He drank the milk and ate the cookies I left for him. Left the iron for Mom. See that, Dad? A little whiskey for you. And he even left a gift for me. Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
The Christmas tree's on fire. It's burning down the house. Flames are getting higher, and I'm trying to put it out. I'm beating it back with a tube sock and a cushion off the couch. The Christmas tree's on fire, and it's burning down the house. Valentine's Day, my boyfriend's out of town. But he told me before he went last month, he said, make sure you take it down.
one of the mixtape sins there with friends who always used to drive. It's like, one thing you'd never include on a mix is a siren, because that always just confuses. But hopefully the fire there at least lightens things up there. So that was Holly Go Lightly with her version of Ton Heino's classic Christmas Trees on Fire, which released as a single in 2006. And Holly Go Lightly was a member of The Headcoatees, which was the all-girl version of The Headcoats, before going off on her own recording songs as though she never made it to the year 1916. You probably heard her sing on one of the White Stripes songs on their 2003 album, Elephant. And then before that, actually, we heard a little bit of Pee Wee Herman there. And I just want to point out that Pee Wee Herman's holiday special is streaming for free on his website right now. And as well, Pee Wee Herman's making his inevitable comeback now, as evidenced by the sellout of, I forget if it's a week-long or four-week-long theatrical run in Los Angeles this January. So it's something definitely if you can check out if you make it to L.A. I'd love to, but timing and pricing aren't going hand in hand. And I've been practicing for this too long, but and then, yeah, before that, we heard the really apocryphal Country Mike there with Country Christmas off Country Mike's greatest hit album. Of course, Country Mike isn't really Country Mike, but it's in fact Mike D from the Beastie Boys. And as word had it back in the day, he had pined for many a year to record a country album, bugging the remaining Beasties to do it, much to their bafflement. But over time, in 1999, he managed to wrangle things together, and they made this wonky-sounding record for friends and family to release for the holidays. They actually released it through Grand Royal, although it's been bootlegged so many times. And I remember hearing about it for many years, but once I actually finally moved to New York and I saw it in Other Music, the wonderful record store on West 4th. Actually, no, East 4th, sorry. East 4th towards Lafayette. Yeah, I was floored. I never expected to see this in person. So, but yeah, if you do pick it up, don't pay that much because you're listening only for comedic value there. So it's 8:20 here on the longest night of the year. This is the CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Radio Free Gak. It's all sort of country Christmas carols here. So we'll sort of dip back into the country now with what looks to have been just a short-lived trend in the early 70s where they tried mixing country and dance together. This was released through Tracy Records in Odessa, Texas, some unknown year. And this is Ben Hines with his version of All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl.
Santa Claus, I'm writing to you. I hope you make my dreams come true. This year, neath a Christmas tree, leave a Go-Go Girl for me. Her just like all the rest, and leave a go-go girl for me. When I was a lad, I always had everything I asked from you. So don't let me down when you come to town. I'd be so sad and blue. Please, Santa, honor this request. She don't have to be the best. Leave a go-go girl for me. I don't want a train, I don't want a plane, I don't want a beat at last. If you bring them to me underneath my tree, I'm just gonna send them back. Please, Santa, hear my request. You don't have to be the best. If you need my Christmas tree, leave a go-go girl for me. Yeah, this year need my Christmas tree, leave a go-go girl for me.
Thank you. tree, but Sis and I didn't mind. We went out and got a tumbleweed, prettiest we could find. Fixed it up with popcorn balls, ornaments and beads. 1935 was the year of the Christmas tumbleweed. Christmas Eve was lonely for Mama, Sis, and me. Daddy was in Wyoming, working for the CCC. He'd left home in August, suitcase in his hand. Said if he didn't find a job or work, we'd have to sell the land. Two straight years of dust, couldn't make ends meet. Had no crops to sell, barely enough to eat. No work in Dodge or Kinsley, Daddy headed west. Mama kept on telling us that it was for the best. Didn't have a Christmas tree, but Sis and I did fine. We went out and got a tumbleweed, prettiest we could find. Fixed it up with popcorn balls, ornaments and beads. Mama smiled every time she saw that Christmas tumbleweed. Christmas Day was cold, I got a set of blocks, some candy and an orange and a shiny new dime stuffed inside a sock. Sister got a little tin head doll that Mama made herself. Had no money for the fancy dolls on the merchant shelf. We went to church and sang the songs, came home and played with toys. Then an unexpected song filled our hearts with joy. That old familiar baritone, so musical and clear. Daddy singing joy to the world for all the world to hear. He'd hop the freight in Laramie, ridden it all night long. Got off in Dodge and walked the rest, singing Christmas songs. And when he saw that tumbleweed, a tear came to his eye. I believe that was the only time I saw my daddy cry. He reached into his pocket, pulled out a tinfoil star. Said that he found it on the road outside the railroad yard. Placed it on the tumbleweed, caught the fading light. That glow lit up the room as we sang Silent Night. Didn't have a Christmas tree, Sis and I didn't mind. We went out and got a tumbleweed, the prettiest we could find. Fixed it up with popcorn balls, ornaments and beads. Daddy placed the star upon the Christmas tumbleweed. Yes, Daddy placed the star upon the Christmas tumbleweed.
Got a right to expect. So I called up my banker said it's Christmas Eve, buddy. There ain't no one home. Then I called up my preacher and he said we're through. What the heck is a poor old red cat gonna do? Now I'm working a job just to clear a day's pay, except for being president of the old USA. Now that dirty work left in no future is true. I'd rather drink up my last nickel with you. When it's Christmas in Southgate, you've been a true friend. I ain't never been much of a church-going man, but I'd even up drinking whiskey and gin. If Jesus and Santa Claus ever come back down to Southgate again.
All right, there's Ry Cooter there with Christmas in Southgate off here, the second album of his social political trilogy. And the album's called My Name is Buddy, and that was released in 2007 through Nonesuch. And Ry Cooter is best known for his slide guitar work through the 70s, doing a lot of session work, but he's also done a lot of soundtracks as well, too. Paris, Texas is one of the ones that leaps to mind right now. And, of course, his collaborations with Global Roots Music, and most famously for 1997's Buena Vista Social Club. And before Cooter, we heard Rick Mousick with the Christmas Tumbleweed. And you can find that off the Missouri Songwriters Athena album, which came out this year. And you can find it through CD Baby.
Hey, this is Clem from White Cowbell, Oklahoma. And baby, don't touch that dial, because you got it locked on C-I-T-R.
Well, honey, I'll take one of you in every size.
I don't want pretty presents tied with big bright bows. What I want for Christmas, Santa doesn't know. I don't want socks and shirts and ties. I want to hear your loving lies.
I'll take one of you in every size.
You're the very doll I want for Christmas. One that gives real kisses and breathes sighs. I don't want another single thing for Christmas.
I'll take one of you in every size.
I want to hear you promise that you'll love just me. That'll mean more than presents neath my Christmas tree. Fancy things couldn't take the place of finding you wrapped up in lace.
I'll take one of you in every size.
You're the very doll I want for Christmas. One that gives real kisses and breathes sighs. I don't want another single thing for Christmas.
I'll take one of you in every size. I'll take one of you in every size. I'll take one of you in every size.
There's Marty Robbins there with One of You in Every Size. And, yeah, that came off his 1967 Christmas album. And Robbins was a longtime country singer from Arizona who also competed in multiple NASCAR races when not recording and performing. And Robbins was best known for his song El Paso, for which the city named a park after him after his death in 1982. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. We got a half hour or slightly less of some continued country Christmas classics here. And what we're going to do right now is listen to a couple vintage songs from 1951. So we're going to start off with a guy who is known for his ominous version of 16 Tons, What Do You Get? And that stuck out like a sore thumb on the 1955 charts where everyone's all happy and stuff. And then it's, yeah, doom here. So from his, actually, I don't even know what album with this. Well, I found this on the Christmas on the Range compilation, which came out this year through Capitol Nashville. But yeah, from 1951, here's Tennessee Ernie Ford with a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus.
He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, riding reindeer through the sky, with his spurs a jingle jangling and his lasso swinging high. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, saddlebags all packed with toys. Through the chimney he will bring them all to the dreaming girls and boys. Get along, little reindeer, get along. Cover all the range tonight. It's a long, long trail and all that trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-yo-ki-yay. Tonight. It's a long, long trail, an all-night trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
When the jolly old man with his bag of toys and his beard of snowy white stops at your house to make your Christmas bright, don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back. If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. When you hear his sleigh bells, don't look front or back. He'll be coming down the chimney with a sack upon his back.
If you wrote your letter to Santa and you're good, you'll find your stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would. So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy, he'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
The singing cowboy himself, Gene Autry, with He'll Be Coming Down the Chimney Like He Always Did Before. And that was originally released back in 1951, but it's included on Sarabande's massively comprehensive The Complete Columbia Christmas Recordings of Gene Autry. And Autry helped popularize many of the carols we all know and tolerate. He wrote Here Comes Santa Claus with a colleague, I forget his name, but he also had the first recordings of Frosty the Snowman, and my niece's current favorite, which is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Coming up next, we have Ernest Tubb, who's known as the Texas Troubadour, though he'd be the first to admit that most people sang better than him. That said, he managed to hang on for quite a while in the country scene, and he recorded the first version of Blue Christmas back in 1948, 9 years before Elvis covered it and made it his own. So from his 1964 album, Blue Christmas, here's Ernest Tubb with Blue Snowflakes.
Blue snowflakes cover the ground when a blue lover has no sweetheart around. And those blue snowflakes fall from the skies like the blue, blue teardrops from my eyes.
Sweetheart shopping everywhere, dashing through the snow,
with gifts all wrapped in bright red ribbons everywhere I go.
Decorating trees of green for the ones they love,
but for me, I only see blue snowflakes from above.
Blue snowflakes cover the ground
when a blue lover has no sweetheart around.
And those blue snowflakes fall from the skies like the blue, blue teardrops from his eyes.
I remember her first kiss on an old sleigh ride. The white snowflakes look just like stardust with her by my side. It was then she promised me someday we would wed.
Now those wedding bells will ring for someone else instead.
Blue snowflakes follow me round, only blue memories in my heart can be found.
And those blue snowflakes fall from the skies
like the blue, blue teardrops from my eyes. Like the blue, blue teardrops from my eyes.
Christmas at home when Christmas times are coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy? Hear them say, when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home.
The other track off the Hillbilly Holiday compilation, that's Bill Monroe with his Bluegrass Boys with Christmas Times A-Comin'. And Monroe's known as the forefather of bluegrass music, taking the name of his band for the country offshoot. Features fast guitar, fiddle, and banjo lines, although you couldn't really tell from that song. But if you hear another bluegrass song, it is a fast mover and a lot of virtuoso technique there. So it combines a lot of like Gaelic folk styles together. But yeah, bluegrass has its roots in the 20s. But reaction to Bill Monroe and specifically banjoist Earl Skaggs after World War II helped fuel its popularity. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And if for some reason somehow I convince you to listen to country music, we do actually have a country show here on CITR, and that would be Blood on the Saddle, which you can listen to with Dan Namath. That's Sunday night, Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. And I believe that, yep, it is also podcast as well, too. So I'm going to quickly blaze through as many songs here as possible. And, yeah, of all the people who actually release a Christmas album, most people would have put Bob Dylan at the bottom of the list, though. Those of us watching his behavior the past few years know that he's no longer necessarily tied to authenticity or musical purity, at least from a commercial standpoint. But that said, Bob Dylan's album Christmas in the Heart, which came out this October, benefits from two things. One's the depth of Dylan's musical knowledge, which comes out through the album solidly. If any of you have listened to his satellite radio show, there's a massive, diverse styles at play there, mostly just of like the music he used to listen to in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. So from what I've heard of this album, it covers a lot of that quite well because dude knows his history. Secondly, all proceeds go from the album benefit various charities worldwide, mostly to help the hungry. So here's Bob Dylan with Adeste Fidelis. This will probably be the only Christmas carol, conventional one we'll hear here, but we know this in English as O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, come all ye That's exactly how I feel. Anything and so would you. It doesn't matter now. The shepherds played their ancient role. The kings have all gone home. For the let the father to the gone, the mother to the door. The baby, as the story says, would be our one true Lord. The baby, as the story says, would be our one true Lord. To be our one true Lord.
Almost sort of nailed that. That was from their 2002 appearance on BBC Radio 1's John Peel Christmas special, Belle and Sebastian, with I Took Some Time for Christmas. And yeah, believe it or not, we are still have two songs to play for the soundtrack special and then a whole bunch of like other random stuff, but we can blaze this quickly enough. So yeah, on Radio Free Gek, to close up our year here. Amongst all the other Christmas specials you might catch on TV, one's had a far lower profile, and that would be Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And it was based on the children's book that came out in the late 60s, and Jim Henson produced an hour-long special for HBO in 1977, which became a cult favorite. And it's about a family of otters that try to raise some money for each other's gifts by separately entering a talent show. But yeah, longtime Henson collaborator Paul Williams composed the score, helped perform the piano parts, and Williams is also known for scoring the Muppet movie, and he helped co-write the Rainbow Connection here. So in the background, we have the instrumental theme to Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, and then we'll dive into barbecue.
Money isn't everything.
You still got the sun and a river full of fun, and you always have a song to sing. So get the fun off your face. We're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a pretty girl dancing to jug band music
and a mess of mama's barbecue. This my spirit, I swear that it never fails. And the sauce mama makes just stays there forever if you dare to get it under your nails. So get the front off your face. We're gonna replace it with a grin and a dream come true.
With a 30 girl dancing to jug band music
and a mess of mama's barbecue.
That's a pretty girl dancing to jug band music.
And the Messy Mama's Barbecue, Messy Mama's Barbecue, Messy Mama's Barbecue.
I miss a mama's barbecue.
Pa would hock that tool chest.
Pa would put a hole in that wash tub.
Ma, remember Pa's favorite song?
Selling that old piano was one of the saddest things I ever had to do.
Seems like we've sold just about everything last couple of years.
About all I got left is a sense of humor to wash tub.
Well, at least there ain't no hole in the wash tub.
Head full of good thoughts, belly full of grub. Money in your pocket when there ain't no hole in the wash tub.
Sweet as honeysuckle on the vine, Ma.
Your nails won't break and your toes won't stub. You never get a fever when there ain't no hole in the wash tub.
If you look to the good side, falling down's a free ride. Slipping and a sliding in the mud.
If your back is hurting, I can say for certain I'll be there to treat you to a soothing back rub.
When there ain't no hole in the wash tub. Watermelon gardens, berries on a shrub, cookies in the kitchen
when there ain't no hole in the wash tub.
Hey, Emmett, look what I caught.
Good catch, Wendell.
Yeah, they really biting today.
I'll be there to treat you to a soothing back rub.
Two of the nicest folk on the river.
If you look to the good side, falling down's a free ride. Slipping and a sliding in the mud. The way twist and contort you, the barrel supports you. You can feed and clothe yourself with a rub-a-dub-dub.
From Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. That was, we heard Barbecue, and then we heard Hole in the Wash Tub. And that's all performed by Jim Henson's Muppeteers for the 77 holiday special. It also aired on ABC in 1980, after the Muppets' popularity from the film came out. There's been multiple home video releases of that, but each with a different edit as ownership of the Muppets hops around. So if you want the sort of the most complete version that you can find, including Kermit the Frog, you want to find the 2001 DVD. And that's basically going to be it here for Radio Free Gak, not just for this week, but for the year 2009. So coming up at 9, or hey, it is 9, but we're running a little over. Gavin's has a disciplinary stick here. He's the Krumpus. That's the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, we have Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. And yep, yeah, I'll be out next week since I'll be in Thunder Bay having a little Christmas time here. So we have a fill-in lined up. But yeah, Bruce Coburn in the background here. And then we'll close up with the Vancouver Act, Said the Whale. This winter, I expire. Take care. Happy Christmas. And have a great new year.
I opened up my eyes today. I looked outside and the sky was gray. So I thought to myself, I might as well just retire and get the hell out of this place, out of this place. I wanna get away for good. But I got myself a number 17 bus downtown. I didn't drive to avoid the rush of the last minute gifts. Last thing on the list, the same old shit. The last minute gift, they're running around. And then it's trying to get out of downtown. But it's Christmas in Vancouver. You would never know but for the lights on the trees and on the boat swimming up the creek.